I thought today was a good second scrimmage. Probably about the same overall number count, roughly, probably 115, 20 plays. We were able to run more sequence like a game where there was, sudden changes. There was flipping the field. All the different situations were, reactive rather than, sequenced or situational where we put them in the different places. So it was good to see guys have to operate, respond. I thought the offense, was good today. I thought that, for a second scrimmage and the response from, some of these last few days where you've seen, kind of the defense, taking a step, taking a step ahead, and I thought the offense had a good response. There were some really good moments defensively, a couple, big stops, a couple of, created, I think we had a couple created takeaways. That was impressive to see, but I thought just overall, I thought the offense did a nice job in how they executed. I thought the quarterback play was really good. And I thought that DJ had a couple really long extended drives. Also had some explosive plays put in there. Brock, you can see just the comfort in his operation, knowing what to do. Had some good plays, good moments. Obviously, anytime in the spring, in scrimmages, when quarterbacks are, we keep them in kind of tag mode. So there's some times where, maybe they'd get out, maybe they wouldn't, but, it's still opportunities to have to react to whatever the situation calls for. And, I thought our defensive front is continuing to show the explosiveness, their attack, especially when we get in long yardage situations, you see when those guys really, Panera's back. I mean, there's some real explosives out of that group, and so I'm excited about the steps we're seeing. Like I said, there's some big plays. I thought Malik Benson showed up well. Hakeem had a couple of really nice plays. I thought the receivers did a good job. There had been some missed opportunities throughout the week, and I thought they really rose up. I mean, I thought our running backs did a solid job. Some of the defensive backs saw making plays on the ball, which is always encouraging. And like I mentioned, the defensive front was pretty good. So all in all, good first scrimmage. Had some bumps and bruises, nothing. I don't think anything too severe throughout the scrimmage. But we'll see where that is as we go into this week.
Mike, you mentioned DJU and the quarterbacks in general. How has DJ done in the sense of just integrating himself into the offense and showing the experience he has in the college game mixed with what you guys are asking him to do?
I thought today was his best day. And he's had some good days in spring practice, but today, he operated at a very, very high level. And you saw the confidence of the ball getting out, where it's going, even on a couple throwaways, just his – you could tell he was in control of what he was being asked to do today. And, we've been pretty aggressive with our installation. So it's, we're trying to throw a lot on him. I liked how he responded. I thought how he reacted. It's exciting to see that progression. And, like I mentioned, Brock earlier, I think it's, you see those guys that are, the more reps, the more time, the more opportunities and experiences, they're really growing from that. Luke did some good things today. I really like what I see from him, especially on third down. So he is, you find a freshman in a third down situation, that's usually one of the hardest things for them to, get thrown into with the different presentations and pressures. And he does a great job of just standing in, trusting his eyes. Obviously he had some teachable and moments. Probably wasn't as clean as it was a week ago for him, but with the added install, there's still some things for him to grow. But he's fun to coach, and you're definitely progressing extremely fast for a freshman. So was a good day for that group.
Some of the practices we've seen, the defensive line's made it hard for the offense to operate at times. Are you seeing the offensive line start to respond? Did they give them more time today?
Yeah, it was a good mix. I mentioned the explosiveness of the defense that still shows up. I thought the O line, especially in the run game, was able to create a couple seams, a couple opportunities. Had some explosive runs, and then obviously gave the quarterbacks time to be able to distribute the ball. We had some good drives we were able to put together, and I think that's a good group up front. obviously, when it's good on good, I mean, it's going to be a challenge every day. But, you know, still some things that we get to clean up on and continuing to build these guys for what that, you know, what that first, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 is going to look like. And, you know, we do have great competition in that unit.
Mike, curious to get your thoughts on what you've seen from Lawrence Toafili with some of the added weight, how he's doing with the physical component this spring.
Yeah, no, he's probably been as limited. You know, we limited a couple guys, and we limited him in the scrimmage today. But he made his presence felt early, and you know, had a couple good runs, a couple good plays. You know, he catches the ball, you know, so well. So I mean, I think he is the last game of last season. You know, he's MVP of the championship game, and you know, he is and much better than what he was at this time or at any point there last season. I mean, I am excited about the player, the leader. You know, I think Roy Dell got a lot of work today. You know, I wanted to see him have to operate, and you know, definitely encouraged from what we see there. You know, Cam Davis hit some big, you know, a couple big runs. I think Sam Singleton is you know, had a good spring. You know, some good and bad today. You know, things that he can improve upon, but. You know, I like those guys. You know, Keziah, I thought they, you know, made some improvements from, you know, some things that he was struggled with a week ago. So you know, it's all about getting better. And but you know, LT has definitely improved. You know, and I'm excited about what he's going to be for this team. And you know, Jalen Lucas was himself today. He had a couple explosive plays. I mean, he's a fun one to watch.
When you talk about DJ being more comfortable, maybe in more control, is this the time when a lot of those transfers maybe now are going to see that kind of comfort level kick in, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of it. You know, when you go through a spring, you know, you have meetings, you have, you know, or the winter program, you have meetings, but you're not really getting to do a ton. I mean, you get a short walkthrough, but you're not getting to do a ton of with speed. And so it's all mental. And then you get out there and, you know, you try to adjust to the things, you know, the language that you've learned, you know, the techniques and fundamentals that are being asked, but now it's just getting caught up with the speed of the repetitions. And like I said, we've been aggressive with it, really on both sides of the ball. But I think like Marvin Jones, you saw, you know, him, Nusi, Arcioni, you know, he's, Tomi had a couple of really good plays. You know, I thought, you know, he showed up. But you see those guys that have come in where they're playing faster this week. And you know, I thought Marvin, you know, he had a sack today that was just, you know, pretty elite in just his movements. But you know, when you have, you know, that type of competition at positions, and you know, these guys are becoming more comfortable, and there is that sense of urgency for improvement. It's definitely fun to see, and you know, I think DJ's a great example of that, as well as you know, all those guys. You know, Malik Benson had his best day today. You know, I think he scored a couple touchdowns. You know, it was just definitely good to see.
Coach Thompson earlier this week, I think you said the tight ends caught, I think, 16 passes in the first scrimmage. I guess, how did that group perform today? And I guess, what have been your impressions of that group through half the spring?
Yeah, you know, they showed up really well again today. And, you know, I don't know if the overall, you know, I think it was probably a little bit more to receivers today and just what happened, but they did capitalize. I can't think of, you know, any missed opportunities, and they made some tough catches. So it was, you know, Brian Courtney had a couple. You know, Landon Thomas just continues to show that, you know, he's on the fast track. You know, Jackson West had a really big play, explosive pass, and Kyle has been, you know, I think, you know, he had a few days early that was, you know, solid. I think he's really taken a step, you know, just in who he is. I thought he had a great week of practice this week, and you know, I thought that group is they're really about the right things, and I think they got ability and talent, and so it's exciting to see them go out there and you know, have success when they're in there. Oh, awesome.
One more.
Oh, wait.
I already got in.
Oh, you. Let me ask a 3-for-1, actually, since I know I'm the last one.
At the buzzer. You mentioned the receivers, some of the receivers kind of stepping up. Were they challenged? Obviously, the last couple days hadn't been their best days. Were they challenged, or did they even need that? I'm sure they realized that they could play better.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a challenge. And, you know, like I tell guys, you know, what you see is where you are. And, you know, if you have missed opportunities, if it's up and down, if it's inconsistent, then that's what the group is. And so you got to go out there and you got to, you know, get to seize the moment, seize the opportunity. And, you know, obviously we've had a couple guys that have went down that, you know, there are open doors and open opportunities, and but what are you going to do with it? And, you know, there's as good a competition as that room, because I really like the room. I mean, I like the ability. I like the talent, you know. You know, and it was definitely good to see guys, you know, take advantage of those, you know, when the ball was coming their way. You know, Wayne McCoy had a big play, you know, as well in it. So, Camden Fryer, you know, had a big explosive play. So it was definitely good to see, you know, the response. And yeah, but it's you're gonna get challenged whether you're doing well or not. I mean, you're gonna get challenged here. And it's just I believe in what the group is capable of, and they just got to keep getting better.
Thank you.
Thank you.